Coast Radio News for Monday, May 1st, 2020. I'm George Henry. Two more deaths were recorded in Oregon yesterday to add to the coronavirus pandemic. The total is now 103 confirmed deaths and 2,510 cases of the virus. Tests conducted went over the 56,000 mark yesterday. Both deaths were also diagnosed with underlying medical conditions. A 77-year-old male died at home in Marion County, and a 69-year-old man died at Legacy Emmanuel Hospital in Portland. According to the Oregon Health Authority, numbers in Oregon reached its peak of cases in the third week of March and have been experiencing a steady drop since then, with the exception of a slight spike in mid-April. Lane County is entering its eighth day without a reported case of the virus, with the current total of completed tests at 3,468. Lane County mimics the state when it comes to peak cases. Mid-March saw the greatest number of cases and has since declined. Monday evening, the Florence City Council will convene. The meeting will be void of an audience due to the coronavirus. The city has made arrangements for public comment through email and written letters. City officials are wanting to ensure the safety of the public, as outlined in Governor Brown's Executive Order 2016. There will be a public hearing, as the Florence Elks Lodge is asking the council to rezone their property located on 12th Street from high-density residential to commercial. The main reason stated for the change is to increase signage size on the property. They will also consider accepting a proposal from Cascade Civil Corporation for construction of the Safe Routes to School project that will upgrade and add two sidewalks and crossways along Oak Street and a crossing on Highway 101. The meeting will begin at 5:30 and can be seen on cable channel 191. The month of May has been designated Building Safety Month. The annual event reaches its 40th year this year, and it's focused on four different themes. Today through March 10th is Disaster Preparedness. Week 2 will focus on water safety. Week 3 is Resiliency, Sustainability, and Innovation, and culminates in the final week with Training the Next Generation. In conjunction with Building Safety Month, the city has begun a campaign celebrating the Dog on the Job photo contest. Week 1's winner is Lizzie and Abner, submitted by Ron Mann. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, May 1st, 2020.